Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. God, our Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are sinful and unclean by nature, and also that we have sinned against you in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And so we flee to find refuge in your limitless mercy, looking and pleading for your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Most merciful God, who gave your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, forgive us all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us real knowledge of you, and of your will, and real obedience to your word.
upon us, and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
I am the good shepherd.
I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
O come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving.
Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God,
and a great King above all gods.
O come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God,
and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
Merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, the second chapter. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who were believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as that any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together, and breaking bread in their homes. They received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd,
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
The second reading is from the first letter of St. Peter, the second chapter. This is a gracious thing, that when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you have sinned and are beaten for it, you endure? But if, when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that when you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they don't know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they didn't understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the last verse from today's gospel reading, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is our text. For a couple of summers, my siblings and I raised sheep for 4-H. Being a sheep sure looked easy. Eat grass, roam a little, eat more grass. Give them a good pasture, and they are set. Of course, being a sheep does have its downsides. Sheep can be mean and stubborn. They tend to wander away. Sometimes they get lost or get into dangerous situations. And they aren't known for self-defense or intelligence. Yes, some breeds may have horns, but none of them have claws or fierce teeth. We consider them prey, not predators. But the thing about sheep, when it comes right down to it, is that sheep are pretty simple creatures. Eat and roam and eat. Now, sheep may have a simple life, but I dare say the same can't be said of the shepherd. Those simple sheep need the watchful eye and care of another. That's the shepherd's job. He keeps track of his flock. He provides for his flock. He protects his flock. And his life isn't very easy. There are those predators, those animals that may be out to get his flock that he needs to protect his flock from. And you don't get very much company, just the sheep and maybe on occasion some other shepherds. In biblical times, shepherds didn't have their own private fields or barns for their flocks. Instead, the shepherd would lead his sheep out to pasture in the open country during the day and then would gather them together into a sheepfold at night for safety. Sheepfolds were enclosed spaces, often formed by rock walls, maybe even a cave on occasion. Usually they had a single entrance to help keep the sheepfold secure from nighttime predators and enemies. Our gospel reading mentions a gatekeeper, perhaps a watchman or one of the shepherds whose job was to guard the entrance. The job may have even included laying down in that entrance, in the doorway, so that nothing could come in or get out of the sheepfold without waking him up. What do the sheep know about all that the shepherd does? Not much. They just do what sheep do: eat and roam and eat. They have no idea how dependent they are, but they are. Their lives depend on having a shepherd who cares for them. Now, you know where this is going. Believers in Jesus are called sheep. Not lions or bears or eagles, as much as we may wish that's what we were, but sheep. That's what we hear in John 10. I like to think of these readings on Good Shepherd Sunday as if they're kind of herding us together and penning us in as a bunch of bleeding sheep. They force us to come face to face with the reality of who we are, whether old or young, rich or poor, male or female. We're all sheep, and we've got a sheep's life. Yes, I'm saying we're that simple, and that mean, and stubborn, and that prone to wander, and that defenseless, unflattering, but true. And as sheep, our lives, your life and my life, don't depend on ourselves. We depend on the Lord, whether we realize it or not. Now, Scripture mentions some others besides the shepherd, mentions a thief and a robber and a stranger. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who doesn't enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens." I see two main differences between the shepherd and these others. The first is that the thief and robber gain access to the sheepfold unlawfully. They are not authorized to come in or to go out. But the shepherd has the right and the privilege of being with his flock and of caring for his flock. He enters by the normal way. If you see someone sneaking around trying to get in, you can be sure that is not the shepherd, but a thief or a robber. Jesus goes on. The sheep hear the shepherd's voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they won't follow, but they will flee from him, for they don't know the voice of strangers. The second difference is this bond between the shepherd and the sheep. The sheep know the shepherd's voice, and the shepherd knows his sheep. How well? He even knows them by name. The sheep trust their shepherd. They may be prone to wander. They may be weak and defenseless and rather unintelligent, but they follow the shepherd. Where he leads, they go. He speaks, and they listen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the true shepherd. During his earthly ministry, when he looked out at the crowds, and I dare say even when he looked ahead to us, he had compassion. It says that when he saw them, he had compassion because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He knew that those who were supposed to care for the flock, those who were supposed to give their lives for the flock and feed them and provide for them and keep them safe, had failed. The Pharisees and the scribes were nothing but thieves and robbers. Rather than helping the flock, they did spiritual harm to the sheep. And what was true back then remains true today. False teachers are robbers and thieves who threaten the life of the sheep. But not Jesus. He seeks the well-being of the flock. He seeks your protection and your safety. He is the true shepherd. And he proved that he is the true shepherd by suffering for the flock. St. Peter said of Jesus, he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he didn't revile in return. When he suffered, he didn't threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. You see, he did what no one else could do or would do for the sheep. He knows their sin, he knows their suffering, he knows their sicknesses, he knows their sorrows, because he himself has shared them, and he has borne them in his own body. And he shows his worth as a shepherd by giving his life for the sheep. And that's how he earned the right to care for them, how he earned the right to be your shepherd and to carry you forever. And indeed, you are his sheep. What Jesus does as shepherd gives life to us, his sheep, and protects us. This does come with a little bit of a warning. It means that if we lose him or we wander from him, then we lose the life and the pasture that he provides. And what's important for the flock is that we hear the shepherd's voice. Earlier I said that all sheep do is eat and roam and eat and roam. For us that means we hear his voice and we go about our life and we hear his voice and we keep returning to the good pasture that he provides in his word. But if we stop listening to his voice, then we will go astray and we will be lost and we will lose the good pasture and the safety of his sheepfold. So do we recognize Jesus' voice? And can we tell his voice apart from the thieves and robbers that would do us harm? For there are many of them. Do we know his word? Do we pay attention to it? Do we study it? Do we see how Jesus, the Good Shepherd, cares for us by his word in all its forms, the word preached and through our baptisms and through the absolution and also through his Holy Communion that we so desire to have far more than we can at the present? Now, Jesus also calls himself the door. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Think of the one who lays down in that entrance. "All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." When sin, death, and the devil threatened us, Jesus lay down in the entrance of the sheepfold and he said, "Over my dead body." And he meant it. And when they tried to climb over his dead body to get to us, why, he rose from the dead. Wakened from death, Jesus is not a dead shepherd, but he is a living shepherd, and he is your shepherd still. And he will shepherd you through all things, through this time, through coronavirus, through death when it comes, and then he will shepherd you further into his house forever. So with Jesus as your good shepherd, dear sheep, you are secure. You have eternal, abundant life because it belongs to him and he gives it to you. And he has even gone through the valley of the shadow of death, making a way for you through death into life. So dear sheep, our life really is simple. Eat and live and eat and live and return continually to the good pasture provided by our shepherd, to his word and to his sacraments. Our life has everything to do with the shepherd and his word, for the shepherd himself, by his life and death, makes it simple for us. He speaks, we listen. He leads, we follow. He lives, and so we have life, the sheep's life, now and forever, through Jesus our shepherd and within his sheepfold. In his name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
according to their needs. Blessed Shepherd, you established your church with your sacrificial death and mighty resurrection. Grant us devotion that we may abide in the teaching of the apostles and honor the fellowship of the church. Guard us against all enemies of your word and keep us within the care of your flock forevermore. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty Shepherd, you hold in your hands all the might of man, and you hold accountable those who would govern your people. Grant to us good government and good leaders who will honor your purpose, protect your people, serve the cause of justice, and defend our liberty against all threats. Give them especially wisdom and moderation in their response to the pandemic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Shepherd, you love the world enough to shed your blood, and you desire that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Inspire and equip your church and her ministers to speak faithfully and boldly your word, and bless all those who serve us on your behalf. Bless us especially when we are persecuted for the faith or suffer for the sake of the good that honors you and is obedient to your word. Equip the seminary students who have received vicarage internships and calls, especially Alvaro Wade Duarte, Alaric Morris, Benjamin Akers, and Patrick Baldwin, that they would be prepared to serve faithfully under you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Shepherd, your wounds are our healing, and your voice calls us to you in time of need. Hear us on behalf of all those who suffer in mind or body, who grieve over those whom they love, and to whom death draws near. We pray especially for Agatha Dexter's family members, Anita, David, and David Richard, for Elvin and Debbie Linwood's son-in-law, Dan, and his family, for Mike Mueller's nephew, Norbert, for Tamas' sister, Diane, for Eric Stulian's sister, Sally, and for their father and family, and for Marla Zanetsky's nephew, Demetrius, and for all who remain on our ongoing prayer list, and those whom we think of in our hearts. Grant them healing according to your will, grace to sustain them in the day of trouble, and hope of the new and everlasting life to come. Be with the unemployed, the poor, and the distraught, and return them to health and livelihood. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Shepherd, you seek out those who have fallen and restore the sinner to repentance. Send forth your Spirit to rekindle faith in the hearts of those who have fallen away from the truth or who have been overcome by temptation and sin. Bring good from ill and increase in all a hunger for your word and a recognition of our need, that many may be gathered into your flock when church doors are opened wide again. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Giving Shepherd, you have not withheld anything from us, but emptied yourself fully on the cross that we might be saved. Move our hearts to such devotion and teach us such generosity that we may bring to you the gifts of a grateful heart and serve our neighbor in need with the resources you have supplied to us so abundantly. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Good Shepherd, you set your table among us in the presence of our enemies. Hear us, because we are beset by so many false voices and tempted by so many false gospels and surrounded by so much fear. Help us to hear your voice and to abide safely in your word that remains forever. By your Spirit, increase our longing for fellowship with other Christians and prepare us so that we may receive soon your body and blood with faith and a repentant heart. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O great Good Shepherd, we pray you to hear your sheep and answer our prayers with mercy, granting us those things profitable for us and our salvation, and keeping from us all things harmful. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.